This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
I mentioned a couple times, I got up on Saturday, got a couple of texts from lefties that were all upset about Venezuela, and I really was unaware of what was happening because I was off the grid last week and wasn't dialed in. So I get on the X, formerly Twitter, search around, and I land on an article about what happened. I want to read part of that to you here. I'm not going to tell you the source until I reveal the content of the story. So the story says this: millions of people around the world, most of all in Venezuela, are celebrating the downfall of the dictator Nicolas Maduro. Or if you're on CNN today, you have to pronounce it Nicolas Maduro. You have to say it that way. President Donald Trump's decision to capture him on Saturday was one of the boldest moves a president has made in years, and the operation was an unquestionable tactical success. The next step is ensuring that his triumph sets Venezuela up for stability and prosperity rather than more of the same or worse. What happened in Caracas was a clear reminder that America's military intelligence and cyber capabilities are second to none. More than 150 aircraft supported the Army's Delta Force in capturing Maduro and his wife. The couple are being extradited to the U.S., where they will face narco-terrorism. Actually, they were in court today. So this goes on and on. And I mean, this is a major victory for American interests. Just hours before, supportive Chinese officials held a chummy meeting with Maduro, who had also been propped up by Russia, Cuba, and Iran. So I'm looking at this, right? And those of you who have not read this, you must think this is from National Review or some conservative publication. Oh, no, no, no. That's an editorial in the Washington Post, because they were heaping praise. So they didn't have a knee-jerk reaction, oh, big orange man bad, let's be against this. For some reason, maybe because of Jeff Bezos, I don't know, the editorial board at the Washington Post sat back and they thought about that one a little bit, and they came out with the right answer. And Richard Porter, who's a guy who I think has some connections to politics in Illinois, he contributes to Real Clear Politics. He is the former national committee man to the RNC from Illinois, wrote about this in Real Clear Politics, about how you should cheer the arrest of Maduro, and he's with us this afternoon. Richard, welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis. How are you? Well, there you are. The host did not press the button correctly. That was on me. How are you, Richard Porter? Welcome to the show.
Good, thank you. There we go. Second time. All good. Thank you.
Well, so it's interesting. You know, I've talked about this in a few different segments this afternoon. You have most of the people on the left, like Schumer, who in the past had said something like this.
And the president brags about his Venezuela policy? Give us a break. He hasn't brought an end to the Maduro regime.
Well, that was in 2020. Now he has. You'd think that Chuckie Schumer would be happy. He's not.
This is, first, it is reckless. It is dangerous. Whenever our country has gotten involved in this kind of regime change and nation building, American families pay the price in blood and treasure.
You can have, Richard, as you know, countless examples of some hypocrisy from Chris Murphy and some of the other Democrats on this particular topic. However, you know, and I spent a little time on this in the last hour, Axios and some other sources are reporting there's some discomfort with some Democrats in Congress who don't want to speak, you know, other than off the record, because they're like, wait a second, this is kind of a good thing. Shouldn't we be cheering things on when America does things right? And you kind of wrote about that aspect of the whole situation, didn't you?
Yeah, look, I'm sort of amazed. Well, I guess I'm not amazed because we're so bitter. Whatever, I mean, if Trump cures cancer, that'll be a bad thing, right? I mean,
well, our Senator Eric Schmidt actually said that today. Yeah, and it's a great analogy. Yeah, exactly.
Right. I mean, think of all the unemployment. Think of all the people in those cancer centers who are put out of work. It's terrible.
Right.
I mean, so... I just think it's so bizarre that when something good happens, just say it's good. I mean, it's not like the Republicans were upset when Obama managed to get bin Laden, right? There was no, like, how could you? What was the legality of shooting the man in his bed with his, you know, his 15th wife with him? What are you talking about? I mean, so the mentality, unfortunately, on the left is very weird. It is, they're against kings until they're for them. And they're pro-theft. When you look at Minnesota, you kind of look around the bay, say, what good things are they for? What do they really want to do? It's just weird.
So explain, because one of the things that this is framed around a bit, and I referred to this in the Washington Post editorial, and you wrote about this too, that this really has some effect on China's involvement in our hemisphere, right? And Russia as well.
Yeah, look, Venezuela had been the crossroads for all the bad people in the world. It was bizarre. I mean, they had Iran in there. Hezbollah was in there. They had a base. They're using it for drug trafficking and money laundering. They're still there, but I think right now the Venezuela leadership and the military there is looking around and saying, are they better off or worse off with Cuban advisors, Russian advisors, Chinese advisors? Iran is there. They have their own port, actually, in Venezuela. They have access to their own port where they ship out, we believe, uranium, which is used in their nuclear program. So Venezuela had become a crossroads for all the bad people in the world, all the people that want to do us in. So getting a change in there and sweeping this out, it isn't just about eliminating the drug trade, which is the primary purpose for why the president acted. It has all sorts of corollary benefits that affect our policies with regard to China, with regard to Iran, with regard to Russia. So this is a multifaceted good thing.
So you referred to this in your column. I want to play this. We had a reference to Senator Schmidt, who had the crack about cancer. And if, you know, he cured cancer, everyone would be against him as well. But you made a reference in your piece on Real Clear to the Monroe Doctrine. And Senator Schmidt mentioned that today as well.
This is our hemisphere, and we need to protect the American people. So we cannot allow some 10-pot dictator in Venezuela or anywhere else to funnel drugs, killing, poisoning Americans, sending their worst of their worst in this country to murder Americans, and again, playing host to some of the worst actors, our adversaries around the world. So President Trump, when he says he's going to do something, he does it. And I think the world is watching. They should understand that. This guy isn't playing games.
I think that certainly would be one major takeaway. I mean, Maduro said, come and get me. I think the guy in Colombia is basically saying the same thing. I don't know if I were the person, if I were him, I would say that right now, based on what happened in the last 3 days.
Right. I don't think Colombia is directly in the crosshairs at the moment, but I do think cleaning up Venezuela is. And I think one of the people, I mean, the purpose of the Monroe Doctrine in the, you know, 200 years ago when President James Monroe promulgated it, was to keep the foreign powers out of our hemisphere where they could be, you know, use foreign bases to assault the United States. So this was a way to maintain our security. And it's the same purpose today, only it's more important today because Venezuela is only a couple-hour flight from Miami. And when you think about things like suitcase nuclear bombs and so forth, and you think about the fact you have Hezbollah and Iran's nuclear ambitions, just put it together yourself. The truth is, we've been in Venezuela on a secret basis for years because we have been very worried about that. And I think what happened is they just went so far, they opened the door for taking a clean shot at taking out the Maduro and then rolling up this regime. And, you know, and look, it's not, you know, it's not MAGA to worry about the Venezuelans. But the truth is, from a humanitarian point of view, because that regime was so bad, because they instituted the socialist policies there over the last 20 years, 8 million Venezuelans left Venezuela. So you think about the migration crisis we've been experiencing in the United States. It's been driven by terrible policies like Maduro's.
Right, absolutely. So, but then the question becomes, because this is where there are legitimate questions, what happens next? So you have Delcy Rodriguez, who was, I guess, the vice president. She's now the acting president of Venezuela, but no better than Maduro. I mean, defended Maduro when it came to some of the drug trafficking and election stealing charges. So how will this improve the situation? Trump's already made some references to, you know, you better be careful because you saw what we did here, but does this dramatically improve the situation for the Venezuelan people when you have someone that's still on board with Chavez and Maduro and their philosophy?
She's bad. She's tied to Cuban intelligence. She's very close with Russia. There are a number of people, she heads up both the internal security and the oil programs for Venezuela.
Right.
You have the generals. There is a rat's nest of bad people there. But when we just come in that sort of a swooping raid, kill a number of people, probably Cubans, all around Maduro, sweep him out of bed. In a minute and a half, we pulled him out of his room and his pajamas and on the plane, and off he was going, right? That sends a message. And what I think is very clear you're saying to these people who are basically crooks now. I mean, it's the classic socialist thing. They start fighting for the people, and they start fighting for their own bank accounts. They all have money that's squirreled away in Switzerland or who knows where, and you can't spend that money if you're dead. And you can't spend the money if you're stuck in a U.S. prison. And so now when Rubio is talking to her and says, look, either you cooperate with us or you're next, and it might not be as nice as we did for Maduro, she knows it's real. It's not a bluff anymore. It's a prediction. And so she's got a real tough spot because in the room with her when she's talking to Rubio, no doubt there's some Cuban advisor sitting there who's probably armed himself. And so she's between a rock and a hard place. And so they're having all sorts of sidebar conversations among the Venezuelans, you can bet, in Caracas, where they're saying, gosh, what do we do about these Cuban dudes? We got to get rid of them. We got to get rid of the Iranians. We got to get rid of the Chinese, the Russians, all these people they invited in, because they're all threatening them too, right? I mean, so it is just a wild time going on in those offices now and going on in her head, because she cares about living. There's a reason she stole all that money. She was planning on spending it and giving it to her kids. So look, I mean, I think, they're going to make it easy. And I think Trump is very pragmatic about this. He has now made it very clear what the alternative is. It's not pretty. It's not negotiable. Here's what you're going to do, right? And I think it'll have some success. They might have to drop some more bombs. And frankly, I think it would be neater if they would drop some more bombs and just cleaner. I mean, because these are really, really bad people. And they shouldn't all run off with the money of the Venezuelans they stole, right? So, but look, with America first in mind, the main thing to do is make sure we don't have American casualties. We don't, get into an endless war. But if we can affect change with remote control and with effective threats like this, it's
well-stated.
Good.
So then what let me play this audio soundbite to you from the president and just get reaction to this.
Mexico has to get their act together because they're pouring through Mexico. We need Greenland from a national security situation. It's so strategic. Cuba looks like it's ready to fall. I don't know if they can hold up. But Cuba now has no income. They got all of their income from Venezuela, from the Venezuelan oil. Colombia is very sick, too, run by a sick man.
All right, so it's a little hard to hear the audio there, but he's talking about Colombia, Venezuela. He mentions Greenland and going kind of back to strategically Greenland as well. This is where you do get the criticism more heavily, clearly from the left, but there are even the MAGA folks that say, hey, what happened to America first? What are you doing with all these foreign conflicts? Now, I thought your breakdown here a couple of minutes ago was very well done, Richard. I really did. But you do have people that, these are hard, very complicated situations geopolitically and otherwise. So it's kind of hard to come down with, strong feelings one way or another, unless you're an expert like you are in a situation like this.
Yeah, although I think the problem is that most Americans don't appreciate that Venezuela had become such a rat's nest, right? I mean, it's a beautiful place, Caribbean. Why would Hezbollah be in Venezuela? Why is Iran there, right? People just don't really even, they're not even aware of that, So now the interesting thing about Trump, and this is where, he's such a unique figure in American politics. Like bringing up Greenland.
right, I know.
What? What about Greenland? But what it does is it just sort of stirs the pot. It gets the other side sort of spinning. Gets them off of Venezuela, by the way. Now they're worried about Greenland. They're all talking about Greenland. And by the way, he'll keep on doing his thing in Venezuela. I mean, he's a bit of a magician. I mean, so he brings things up, the words, is it a misdirection or is that the trick, right? And I think to Colombia and Mexico, those are clearly threats because they're dancing with the drug cartels. He wants them to stop. Do I think he's going to invade those countries or take those presidents out? No, I don't. I don't think so at all. Maduro is a different situation. He was not a legitimate president. He clearly stole the last election. He was not recognized as president by either the Biden administration or by this administration, by the EU, and by most of the countries in Central and South America. So it's a much cleaner situation with regard to him under international law. It's just different. But by emphasizing to Colombia and Mexico, look what I did. Just think what I could do with you and with the people around you, right? It's an effective threat now because it's real. People saw what we could do. And maybe it isn't her, but maybe it's her corrupt chief of police or something like that. I'm not saying that he is per se, but there are other people around who are going to be dirtier, who are going to be a cleaner issue that the DEA could, deal with in one way or another. So I just think his aggressive posture, the war on drugs is a metaphor no more. This guy is out to stop the flow of drugs in the United States. We've got the border secure. We're going after distribution networks with the ICE enforcement against illegal immigrants and the drug gangs. So, again, it's like the Trump full court press on everything all at once. And I think his opponents don't really know which way to turn because
I think you're right about that. So then what are your thoughts? Because I've played a fair amount of audio here. You do have the Chris Murphys and the Schumers embarrassing themselves. The left of the left think this is the worst thing ever. Obviously it's nation building, all this stuff, but we're getting, indication from Axios and some other legacy outlets that are talking to Democrats who don't want to go on the record. And they're saying, wait a second, you know what? Maybe we should be cheering this on. Maybe we're on the wrong side of this politically. So where does that land?
I don't know. I'm sort of surprised that there's not more reasonableness around this in the first instance. Fetterman, the guy who had a stroke, seems to be the only guy that has any common sense in the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
So, and he's, I think he's come from a swing state, and I think he understands that by, occupying the middle, it's a good place to be as a politician. And he had brain problems, so... you'd think it'd be pretty straightforward for other politicians. But
apparently not. Richard Porter, Real Clear Politics, thank you so much. What's your connection? You were a national committeeman to the RNC from Illinois, so what's your Illinois connection?
Well, I'm a lawyer up in Chicago and been up here for 30 years. I was in the first Bush administration, too. I was on ran the Domestic Policy Council and was a counselor to Dan Quayle. I'm involved with the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. I'm the board up here, so... I'm very interested. I have a lot of friends from Venezuela, so I've been very, very focused on Venezuela. I'm just thrilled to see this happen, honestly.
Well, I love the piece, and thank you for contributing here. This, you're not a Cubs fan, though, are you? We got to get that out of the way.
Oh, dude, I am such a Cubs fan.
Oh,
I have the
man.
Best seats
man.
In Wrigley.
Unbelievable.
You know what? If you were nice to me, I would say, look, you come and watch a Cubs Cubs game from the first row and be on home plate. But hey, I do appreciate your Bruce Springsteen enthusiasm.
I heard Fred told me you were doing a little search into the bio. Yeah, I'm that. Yeah. There's a lot of us who are conservative who, kind of have mixed feelings these days. But look, I've been a fan since 1980. I saw him for the first time on the River Tour. I've seen him 45, 47 times in concert. Yeah. I've met him. I sat next to him at a movie. So, they say don't meet your heroes. I kind of met my hero and it was okay. But he's kind of taken a bit of a turn the last couple. Look, I just think he's not being realistic. It's one thing to have criticism, and this is maybe a broader conversation for everything, Richard, that we're talking about. You can criticize Donald Trump. I criticize him all the time. I don't like a lot of the things that he does, but they only criticize him. They don't want to focus on the guy that was slobbering in the Oval Office for 4 years, who, by the way, also wanted to take out Maduro. He just didn't do anything about it.
Correct. Well, he said he wanted to, but he didn't act on it, right? I mean, that's the... Trump is all action, man. I mean, the guy makes stuff happen.
No doubt about it.
That kind of a guy.
Richard Porter, we'll have you back. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you.
You know, one of the great things that happened in 2025, and I don't want to be overly optimistic about legacy media changes, but Barry Weiss taking over at CBS News is really, really significant. Tony DeCoppel is the new anchor. There's every indication that he's not a crazy left-wing lunatic. There are efforts at CBS News nonstop, seemingly, these days, to go to the heart of the story, to get answers to the questions, to not just cover the stories they're already covered, but to expand on the story and to move it to the next level. That's what you do in journalism, right? I was taught that at the University of Missouri, but that's not what they really have done in newsrooms, especially CBS. Bernie Goldberg wrote about this in 1998 in his book Bias, and he kind of outed everyone at CBS News. And, you know, those of us of a certain age, we were all people who grew up with the nightly newscast, right? I remember, and we all had our favorites. I was a Tom Brokaw guy. I like Jennings okay as well, but I would watch, I was such a news junkie, I'd watch all of them. I hated Rather, though, I will say that. Hated Rather, and I was right about that, vindicated by that. But the amount of bias that occurs in everyday journalism would stun most of you out there, and I try to track it on a regular basis. But let me give you a little insight into how it happens at a national level. This is from Catherine Herridge, who is a really good reporter and used to work for CBS. She quit about a year ago, and she's doing independent journalism. And the point that I want to make about the positivity of the legacy media changes in 2025 with Barry Weiss and others is that independent journalism, look at Nick Shirley, this kid who just exposed more and more fraud in Minneapolis. It wasn't CBS that did that. It wasn't NBC. It wasn't the New York Times. It was just some kid who started knocking on doors. So independent journalists have become very important. And they're seemingly, and I pointed this out on a regular basis, seemingly the only ones out there that are willing to ask tough questions. So Catherine Herridge, who is now doing independent journalism, decided to put a little video out over the weekend, and it was her explanation of how CBS executives blocked the Hunter Biden laptop story. Now, this runs a couple of minutes. I may stop here and there, but here's Catherine Herridge telling her story.
We eventually broadcast a story about the Hunter Biden laptop after the midterm elections in 2022. We commissioned a forensic review. I got a copy of the laptop data. I have it here still. I went to a lot of effort to get the cleanest copy of the laptop data, the same data that was provided to the FBI, because I didn't want to have any professional journalistic risk for CBS News. I wanted this thing to be totally locked down. When we did the story, we did it after the midterms. I argued against that because it was ready before the midterms. And my training is that you should always do the story when it's ready to go. You should not be dictated by the political cycle.
Ooh, that's unique, isn't it? When it comes to journalism, we found that that's very different in journalism in the last 15 years. Probably more, but certainly the last 15 years.
Once we got the laptop story on the morning news, I felt that there was so much there that we could still do. For example, in the text messages, there's unfortunately the use of the N-word, the liberal use of the N-word. And I thought this was worthy of a story, but I was told that it was not something that interested CBS News.
Okay, now that's fascinating in and of itself, because Morgan Wallen, one of the biggest country stars on the planet, stumbles out of his house drunk, calls a white dude the N-word, and every media outlet makes him out to be a racist, right? And then he has to go into rehab for it and make apologies. Luckily, he's a big enough star where he survived that. But think about that, because the N-word will play if it's going to play against Republicans and conservatives. But if it's going to make the lefties look bad, we're not going to touch it.
Then I asked for a forensic review of the laptop, and we found that there were more than half a dozen emails that were likely used by Joe Biden. I thought that was a story. But the answer that came back was, well, we need to know what the content is of the emails. But that was going to be a years-long process. So there was no way. So there were a lot of reasons I was told not to do it, not to pursue it. I spent a lot of my time at CBS following the Hunter Biden story. And one of the things that really struck me is this kind of disconnect. I didn't understand how a senior executive like George Cheese could tell me that this was a high priority for the network and for his boss. And yet the executives at CBS News, show producers, anchors could refuse that. I came to the conclusion that they must have felt that they were more powerful than George Cheese, which was astonishing to me. I'd never worked at a place where a directive from the top would be so defied.
Oh, but see, this is the way it is at CBS News. And I have some real life insight into this because I went to journalism school, was very good friends with a pretty high executive at CBS News who dropped me as a friend when I dared to go online back in 2018 or 2019 and declared that if you have a penis, you're not a woman. Okay, that was, and this is a guy who's gay, but I mean, we were close friends, but I said that on Twitter. He took that as a personal affront. And then he went a step further, Sue. He actually tagged my, not only CBS News, but KMOX. I was on KMOX at the time. So he tagged, this is a friend of mine.
Yeah.
He tagged CBS News in the tweet to try to expose me as some bigot or something like that. Well, we haven't spoken since, nor do I ever plan on talking to him. But I bring it up because that is the incestuous nature of the people and the progressives and the people that think that they can run the show at CBS. This guy, his name is Court Passant, perfect example of that, because he's got a role. No one would ever know his name. No one would. Behind the scenes producer. But those are the people who make the decisions. You heard Catherine Herridge tell you right there, the bigger executives at CBS News may give you the green light, but those little progressive producers, the editors, the people behind the scenes, they're throwing up the roadblocks. Why? Not because of journalism. It's not done in the name of journalism. It's done in the name of politics.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know, I've said before that, you know, many years ago when Trump said the media is the enemy of the people, I thought that was ridiculous. How can you say something like that? And then the Brett Kavanaugh hearings happened and Covington Catholic and the list goes on and on. And by the way, it's not like I was not aware of media bias before 2018 or 2016. I was very aware of it. I've covered it on my radio shows for 3 decades. But I also believe in journalism. At least I thought I believed in journalism until I found out what, you know, modern day journalism is really about. And even the way it's stunning to me. There's a guy that he came into the KLMU, the Channel 8 newsroom in Columbia, which is owned by the university and it's run by students. And I was one of the anchors and reporters. It was a guy, and I still am friends with him. I saw him a few months ago. Stacey Wolfel was one of the big shots at Channel 8. And he's retired now, but he's posting on Facebook all the time. And most of the articles, I got to pay for them, and I'm not going to pay for it. I see the headlines. But most of them are defending the behavior of the legacy media and how they're conducting their job, which is outrageous to me that that's what modern journalism has become. And as I've told you before, and we kind of did this in the last segment, sometimes it's just omitting, you know, like the Charlottesville example is the best, the very fine people. That is probably the Hall of Fame example from the last 10 years because that was misrepresented time and time again. And not only was it misrepresented, it was kind of like when Cori Bush was in office and she would say to the Post-Dispatch or the Washington Post or reporters how black kids are getting killed by cops all the time, when in fact, there was no truth to that whatsoever, but she was never challenged on it. Never challenged on it. That's modern day journalism. You let the person just say whatever they want. You don't ask them any questions. So I come along this list, and I think this is going to be a little fun. Matt Kittle has joined us. He's the senior elections correspondent for The Federalist. He put together a list of the top 25 lies of 2025, certainly enabled by the legacy media. Matt, how are you? Happy New Year. Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
I am well, thank you, and happy new year to you and to your listeners.
Here is one that tops the list, and this is one of my favorites. We're still trying to figure out what's going to happen with the Maryland Father.
The Supreme Court orders the Trump administration to return the Maryland Father, who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador's notorious prison.
The Maryland Father.
The Maryland Father.
The Maryland Father.
He will not return the Maryland Father.
Maryland Father.
The Trump administration.
That goes on and on. Matt, you're familiar with that story. That kind of tops your list, and how could it not, right?
No doubt. It is number one of the top 25 liberal lies of 2025. And you say, well, why did you go with 25? Why did you go with the top 10 list or something like that, per usual? We had to narrow these lies down because we had hundreds of lies from the accomplished leftist media and, of course, the liberals, the Democrat party that has been taken over, commandeered by the Marxist leftists. But the Maryland man, the Maryland father, was at the top of the list. And it also really was at the top of the list of another whole series of lies, which were the lies regarding the Department of Homeland Security and the Trump administration's attempt to clean up the auto pen President Joe Biden's massive flooding of illegal immigrants into this country. But again, the Maryland man, this is a guy, you know, who was arrested in 2019 with rolls of cash and drugs. He was hanging out with members of the MS-13 gang. There's a restraining order that was filed against Kilmar Abrego Garcia by his wife. She had said he was physically abusing her. This, and then you had a dope like Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen going to the prison where he was temporarily staying, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, before the judges in the lower district courts released him from that custody. But yeah, it's just shameless liars up and down with this story.
So on the media bias front, and I just did kind of a segment on some of the nonsense that's happening out there, even right now, and you've seen it in the last couple of days with the Maduro situation. But one of my favorite stories, and this is where I, you know, if I have friends that I know are either in the middle or the left and they're on my side, and they may have some questions about the media, I always say, look, don't take my word for it. Go to the guy who worked at NPR, Yuri Berliner, and see what he had to say about the bias. Yeah. And one of the most entertaining parts of 2025 was seeing NPR's Catherine Marr go up to, you know, Capitol Hill and have to try to answer questions about their bias, still insisting that there was no bias when it's pretty clear that that's all they do at NPR is bias.
No doubt about it. And you had a lawmaker who really called her out before Congress, asked her over and over again, so you didn't say this about your leftist point of view. You didn't say this about how much you hate Donald Trump and your Trump derangement syndrome. And then over and over again, he would put up the tweets on that.
Yeah.
Of course, that was Representative Brandon Gill from Congressman from Texas. And I mean, she got caught in it. But you know what? The bigger lie than all of that, because anybody who is paying any attention, who's paid attention for a long time, knew that NPR and knows that NPR is biased. And same with the public broadcasting system. But what was really weird about it is they kept telling us, we don't really get that much taxpayer money. We don't need it. Then when it was taken away from them,
then they complained, right?
They were the first to cry poverty.
Yeah. Exactly. Of course. No, it's unbelievable the way that they get away with some of this stuff. And, you know, I know that you you highlighted a couple. Sometimes it's this editing that, you know, misrepresents the context of a soundbite or a quote. The BBC got caught in this particular situation a little while ago in 2025, didn't they?
They sure did. And this was a lie that dates back a number of years. And we're coming up on the anniversary of the January 6, 2021 riots. Not insurrection, not attempt to overthrow the government. This was a demonstration that was truly mostly peaceful until some in the crowd made it extremely disorderly. But the BBC is now being sued by President Donald Trump for $10 billion because it absolutely lied in a documentary that it produced, saying that, you know, Trump was at at the Capitol trying to, you know, to push these people into violence and overthrowing the government. They took out the important part about him saying, protest peacefully, peacefully. But you know what? The BBC wasn't alone in that. We saw that over and over again from, you know, U.S. corporate media, accomplice media, and we certainly saw that played to the hilt in the show trial that was the January 6th committee.
One of the other things that really stands out, I think, for Media Lies in 2025 that you highlighted was everything, I mean, maybe nearly everything related to ICE. And there were all these reports that would come out about, look at what ICE is doing, or there's a raid at the Home Depot, most of which, none of it was true. Maybe there was some staging nearby, but the media couldn't wait to lie about what was happening in those situations. And you have mayors in cities like Chicago, Brandon Johnson and others. We even had a story. Did you see the story today about Hilton Hotels?
Yes.
So basically saying that if you're, now this Hilton's disassociating itself, I guess, with this franchisee, but somebody writing back to members of the government, we will not allow ICE or anyone with immigration control to stay at our hotels, right? So all these things, now will that be reported on by other outlets outside of conservative media? Probably not, right?
No, yeah. Because remember, this is the same media that told you over and over again that the drug smugglers out in the middle of the Caribbean Ocean, Caribbean Sea, were shipwrecked sailors.
Oh, how can we forget that
military
one? That's right.
Them.
Yeah, just like Gilligan's Island. That's what that was like, right?
That's right.
It was like the SS Middle. They were just lost at sea. Yeah. Oh, I don't
know
how you. Here's. I'm going to congratulate you on this because I don't know how you narrowed it to just 25, right?
No, you're absolutely right. This was difficult. And remember now, I wrote this piece right around Christmas time. Think about all of the lies that have happened at the end of the year. I mean, I didn't even really touch upon the Somali welfare daycare fraud scandal. You know, at that time, we didn't know that Tim Walz, good old Governor Tampon Tim Walz of Minnesota, was going to basically be forced to leave his reelection run. But this is a guy who, you know, is going to be called before Congress, and there needs to be some accountability for him. I mean, that's a story. What's happening in the wake of the Maduro, you know, the arrest there? All that we're seeing from the leftist accomplice media, there are many more lies that came from the end of the year that will come into 2020.
But Matt, do you have any optimism? I'm mixed on this. I really am. I love that Barry Weiss is, you know, shaking things up seemingly at CBS News. There's a lot of shaking up that needs to be done. Do you have optimism that some of this stuff is going to start to be kept in better check?
No, I have no optimism at that.
I don't
whatsoever.
Think I do either.
I will tell you this quickly. You know, I was part of an investigative team at The Federalist. We won the Dow Award. I'm very proud of that in November. And that was for our coverage of the Russia collusion hoax. But I think about how much time went into that. And how much work over the years. And you have the New York Times and the Washington Post, places where Barry Weiss used to work, you know, that got Pulitzers for perpetuating that lie.
Yeah.
And that's just one thing. Now we're coming up on 2026, critical midterms. You can absolutely expect and count on the corporate accomplice media to do everything we've been talking about to either hide the truth, omit the truth, or just tell bold-faced lies because they want Trump out more than anything. And they can't get him in 26, but they can get him if they win the House. And if they have a chance to win the Senate, they'll do that too.
Well, here's a good one from, I highlighted this earlier on the show. This is local journalism about the Venezuela thing. So here's an anchor intro to a reporter a couple of nights ago.
Tonight, many Venezuelans continue to celebrate the dictator's ousting, while detractors of President Trump continue to call the raid illegal.
5 on Your Side's Melody Johnson is live on the Tam Avenue overpass, which was packed with protesters hours ago.
Matt, packed with protesters. You want to guess how many protesters were there? Take a stab. Just take a stab.
Yeah,
pick a number.
I'm gonna say a relative handful.
12.
Were they able
12
to get
or 13.
80 people?
Yeah, no. 12 or 13 people on the bridge. But it was packed with protesters, and they go out and they do that crappy journalism. Unbelievable. Yeah. So local journalism sucks too. Matt Kittle, great to have you on. Thanks for the list. Happy New Year. Appreciate it.
You too.
All right, take care. All right, trying to gather the thoughts here for the final segment. You know, when you're off for a couple of weeks and you're not really paying attention to the news cycle, Sue, sometimes you got to, what's the word, work.
Oh, yeah.
And think about things. But we've had quite the show today talking about a range of subjects. We'll continue into this week. We have, here's what I will tell you without telling you too much detail. We may have some potential changes on the Reardon Roundtable moving forward into 2026, and I'll share that as the week moves forward. Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes that's not a very good thing. Today's story, obviously, a lot about Maduro and his wife being in court and all the carping and the complaining on the part of the left. And the media stuff here really is fascinating to me, the way that this is all playing out, and I can't wait. So this is a little hobby that I have. When I leave the show, I can suggest this for listeners as well. No offense to Jimmy Failla, but when I leave here at 6, I'll put on Fox and I'll see what Laura's doing. She's probably back from her vacation. They're going to probably talk about Maduro and all this stuff. And then I'll kind of pop onto CNN and see what Aaron Burnett's doing, because it's almost like you live in two different countries altogether with the narrative that you hear on both of those, you know, on Fox versus CNN versus MS Now. You're not hearing, you'd be like, wait a second, are we in the same country? I have no idea what's going on. That's why I brought up this op-ed piece from the Washington Post from Saturday morning, because I couldn't believe that that was actually in the Washington Post, heaping all this praise. And this is why the KSDK story is so reckless and irresponsible. The story that they should have done isn't about 13 protesters on a bridge. The story is, let's see if we can find Venezuelans instead of white guilty people from Webster Groves holding a sign, and talk to them and see how they feel about this and what they really feel. If you did a little work as a reporter, we used to have those people who would have contacts and, you know, call people and do some actual reporting. Maybe you could do the story and it would advance it further. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what Barry Weiss, you know, boy, she got into trouble a couple of weeks ago because she tried to tell the folks at 60 Minutes and Sharon Alfonsi that she wasn't doing that, mainly because Sharon Alfonsi wasn't moving the needle on the story. So there's all kinds of nonsense that goes on behind the scenes. And that's why the Channel 5 thing kind of set me off, just because I'm like, well, how is that a story when you have 13 people on a bridge? It makes no sense whatsoever. All right, I have a really good, I don't know if I have time to do this. I have a good cut of the day that I wanted to focus on, and I'll do that. But listen to this. This is someone, usually it's the nutbags on the left that go up on TikTok and they say things that are ridiculous. But this is actually someone who's a nurse, who's an ER nurse, that's illustrating a great point. Maybe I'll have to use this as audio cut of the day. She's illustrating a great point when it comes to the treatment of trans people in the hospital.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Okay, so she sort of does this as a phone call, like she's making a fake phone call. You'll get it when you hear what she's doing here.
All right, so definitely to rule out your pneumonia, we're going to need a chest x-ray. But prior to that, because it's radiation, we're going to need a pregnancy test. Oh, you're trans? Okay, let me just check the chart. Yes, yeah, I do see you're trans. Sorry about that. It's right here. Let me just call x-ray. Yes, hi, x-ray. Patient XYZ, yes, I see that you ordered a pregnancy test before their chest x-ray, but this patient is actually trans. Yep. Yeah, I know the current sex says female, but if you look directly below that, it says that their birth sex was male.
Yeah, so you see what's happening here. She's trying to illustrate the point that they're still trying to order tests for pregnancy on an x-ray with a biological man who has no ability whatsoever to become pregnant. But it sounds to me, because the rules are such that they are, that you still have to do. Can you even imagine? You talk about healthcare and waste of money in healthcare, that's what we're spending money on, making sure that we can do pregnancy tests on men. And then there's this, just because it was so damn good, Senator Eric Schmidt earlier today.
It's crazy. The hypocrisy knows no bounds. And we're discovering, I think, in real time that Trump derangement syndrome isn't just the domestic policy of the Democrats, but it's also their foreign policy, evidently. And I'm convinced, Harris, at this point, that if President Trump won the battle against cancer and cured cancer, the Democrats would take the side of cancer. It's totally insane.
It is impossible to argue against that based on the climate that we're in right now. Have a great Monday night. I'm going to be lost with no football. I'll try to get through it. We'll get counseled tomorrow, back at 3 tomorrow.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.